This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following ruckus by the opposition, making accusations against Union Home Minister Amit Shah of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In Lok Sabha, when the House assembled for the day, opposition parties including Congress, DMK and Left started sloganeering against the remarks of Mr. Shah during his speech in Rajya Sabha yesterday. They trooped into the well of the House. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and other members of Treasury objected to the conduct of the opposition. Mr. Meghwal alleged that Congress has always insulted Dr. Ambedkar.
Baba saab ka apman karne wale log hain aur hum baba saab ka samman karne wale log hain. Do us house mein, do Rajya Sabha mein, maninya Gaya Mantri ji ne jo jawab diya tha, jo samvidhan ki 75 saal ki yatra par us house ki baat aur ab ye baba saab ke chitra lekar ke aa rahe hain. Ye baba saab ka apman karne wali party आज मजबूर हुई है क्योंकि नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने बाबा साहब के 5 तीर्थ स्थान बनाए हैं. बाबा साहब का नाम स्वर्ण अक्षरों में लिखा जाने लगा है. लोग बाबा साहब का नाम लेने लगे हैं तो मजबूरी में ये बाबा साहब का नाम ले रहे हैं.
Similar issue also rocked the Rajya Sabha proceedings. Members from Congress, DMK, RJD, AAP and others started sloganeering, protesting over the remarks of the Union Home Minister. Amid pandemonium, the chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Meanwhile, opposition MPs held a protest outside the Parliament, demanding an apology from Mr. Shah. Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth will participate in the commissioning of the Indian Navy's state-of-art hydrographic vessel INS Nirdeshak at Naval Dockyard in Visakhapatnam today. Nirdeshak, the second ship of the survey vessel large project, is designed to conduct hydrographic surveys, aid in navigation and support maritime operations. With an endurance of over 25 days at sea and a top speed exceeding 80 knots, INS Nirdeshak is set to enhance India's maritime capabilities. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will take part in the India-China Special Representative's talks in Beijing today. The talks aimed at restoring the bilateral ties stalled for over 4 years due to military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Mr. Doval will hold the 23rd round of the Special Representative's talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. They are expected to discuss a range of issues to rebuild the bilateral ties following the October 21st agreement of disengagement and patrolling in eastern Ladakh between the two countries. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has said that the government has given special emphasis on cultural development and unity along with infrastructure development, economic development and agriculture. Briefing media in New Delhi this morning, the minister said that the languages of the country are an important base for the nation's unity and cultural history. India has become the third largest exporter of smartphones in the world, which was at the 23rd rank in 2019. The country's smartphone exports have also breached the 20,000 crore rupee mark in a single month in November 2024, according to the data submitted by companies and figures compiled from industry associations. In cricket, the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane ended in a dramatic draw as rain played a spoiled sport. India batting in their second innings were 8 for no loss when play was halted due to rains. The visitors needed 267 runs to win at the time, but the weather denied either side a decisive result. Earlier, on day 5, India were all out for 260 in their first innings in response to Australia's 445. India's star all-rounder Ravichandran Ashwin has announced his retirement from international cricket with immediate effect. The 38-year-old veteran made the announcement shortly after the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy ended in a draw. He featured in only one of the first three tests of the ongoing series against Australia, delivering a spell of 1 for 53 in the day-night encounter at Adelaide. And that is the end of this news bulletin.